fucking happy hour. Speaking of dirty little freaks, Sharon Houston, comedian extraordinaire, is here. Just knocking back the tequila like nobody's business already.
You know how I do.
It's on your website. I'm like, that's a girl after my own heart.
Yep.
It's like actress, producer, writer, whatever, tequila drinker.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's important. It's important to me.
What kind did we go with again?
Casa Amigos.
Oh, thank God she didn't touch Tashina Arnold's Patron because she'd fucking cut a bitch, man.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. She would. Yeah. I don't want to play with that.
Yeah.
Nobody
does. She does. After every happy hour, she goes, did anyone touch my Patron? Jesus. Sharon, okay, so my good friend Chris Young and John Canale, his husband, are huge friends and fans of yours.
I love them
and
so much.
Suggested you, and I watched you online. And I was like, she's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Okay, can we start with, here's what I love. So you're not just a great comedian. You work in daytime courtroom TV.
It's unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're a producer for those daytime court shows.
Yes. Yes, I've worked on daytime court shows off and on for about 10 years now.
Right.
And they're really weird. Like, the TV
yes,
show
I'm
Unreal?
Aware.
Yeah, they're very weird. But they're even weirder backstage. Like, I've had dog food thrown at me after a case.
Oh.
I don't think that's ever happened to anyone, ever.
What did you do? I'm going to be on their side. What did you do?
I didn't do anything. He lost his case, and he was so angry because his dog died. And he was so angry. And I brought in, we had experts testify, expert veterinarians. And
right.
and so he lost his shit in the dressing room and just started throwing things and freaking out. And you could just smell dog food all down the hallway of the dressing rooms. And I was like, well, this is one for the record books. Here's something else that happens. So when they fly in, they're only in town for like a day and a half.
Right.
So we fly them in. We have to meet them before they check into the hotel to make sure they didn't lie to us about having teeth. Because they lie a lot. They'll say, I have all my teeth.
Doesn't seem like that's really a necessity in daytime court shows, if you don't mind my saying.
Well, listen, if I were the executive producer, I would be like, that's hilarious.
Right.
Let them go in with no teeth.
Right.
But the networks, they want people to look presentable, like they're going to court.
Right.
These are presentable people. Most of them are presentable, but
right.
I would say 65%, we've got to clean them up a little bit. And so we have to check to make sure they have teeth.
Right.
And then we...
like horses at a market? Like, do you go like that? Do you like go, let me, oh,
no,
Jesus.
You know what you
All
do?
Right.
You smile really big when you see them and you act real. You just,
oh, I see.
You go,
yeah.
Hey, it's so nice to meet you. And then they screw up by going, hey.
Right.
And then you realize they're missing like
five.
And
then they go, and you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus. All right.
Totally.
So, all right. So after the, okay, so you don't have to do the thing.
No, I don't have to pry their teeth.
Because that would be degrading.
It,
okay, so
it is. It,
not that it's not already degrading to be on. No, wait, which can you tell us which shows? A lot
oh, yeah,
of the
I can
judge
tell
shows?
You all of them. I worked
ones?
On Judge Alex. I've worked on Divorce Court.
Okay.
I've worked on a show called Judge Faith, which is on Lifetime, which is now, I think, called Freeform.
That seems like one of the lesser judge shows, if you don't mind my saying.
You know,
go ahead.
It's new. That's
okay.
Why no one knows
oh,
about
okay.
it.
Okay, all right.
I've worked on Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My friend used to do promos for that show. That was a fucking party.
He's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
I gotta get that
really
impression.
Crazy. I mean, he's very, very smart. Like, he's probably one of the smartest people I've ever met. He's like super, super book smart and really knows the law.
Right.
But then he's got these crazy ideas. Like, he thinks that aliens are going to invade the earth and eat the prison population only.
Okay.
Sort of a Ben Carson thing.
So that's
going
someone
on.
You
it's
want
like a Ben Carson
your...
thing. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. That's someone you want judging your fate.
That guy. Great.
Well, I mean, they're small claims cases, so it's really not fate. It's 50 bucks,
Okay. Oh, that's true. So, small claims. So. Because I thought I heard you talking once about there was a miniature horse that got a hard on around a woman that were menstruating.
Yes.
What was
a
that
miniature
about?
Miniature horse.
Was that one of the more highbrow cases on the docket? Is that going to the Supreme Court? Or?
No. It,
oh, that's
you know,
unfortunate.
The horse lost. I'm sorry.
Really?
No. The plaintiff, I think, lost. I think the horse won. This was a case that one of my friends produced.
Clarence Thomas would have enjoyed this case. I'm sorry this is not going to the Supreme Court.
Totally. It would be hilarious.
Yes, but...
But it was so weird because my friend Todd Sachs, who produced that case, he felt terrible about it because, the EPs were like, we got to get the horse in the courtroom. And he's like, but this horse lives in Virginia. But the family brought the horse in a horse trailer all the way from Virginia, drove to L.A. with the horse and brought the horse into the courtroom.
And now it presumably had an erection the entire time?
It did have an erection when it showed up.
Because if it's more than 4 hours, you need to call your veterinarian.
Yeah. But he attacked a 13-year-old girl who was menstruating. He would attack women if they were on their period. He would get a huge boner and attack.
You said the horse lost the case?
The horse lost the case.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So,
because the farmer didn't want to pay the medical bills. That's what they were suing over.
But so wait, the farmer did have to pay the medical bills then?
Yeah, then he have to pay the medical bills. So they ruled against
what
the horse.
What was the horse's main damage? What was its fucking problem?
You know, well, it was horny. And, you know, he's like, well, you know, your girl, how was I supposed to know that my horse was, attacked people who menstruated and your kid shouldn't have been on my farm? It was that whole thing. And that's always what happens. Whenever it's a dog bite or your cat scratched me or your dog shits in my yard, all that. I had a dog poop case.
Okay.
I had a dog poop case.
Fantastic.
And I made sure she took a picture of the dog pooping in the yard. And I have that. I still have that picture to this
that's
day.
That's so nice. Is it framed in the house?
No,
that's
I have it on a keynote presentation.
Oh, that's fantastic. You spoke of a certain, there is a certain odor involved. There is a, you call it litigant smell?
Yeah, it's a, it's cigarettes and cheap perfume and socioeconomic misfortune.
Yes. Uh-huh. that's a distinctive odor.
And it's always,
I've been there.
Yeah, the defendants are the ones that smell though, never the plaintiffs. Like, we begged our line producer on Judge Joe Brown. We were like, can we please have some plugins for the defendant's green room, please?
Right.
Because it just smelled like hairspray and cigarettes. And I know the difference between a physical reaction of someone who's on meth versus crack.
Okay.
Mm. It's totally different. Meth is jittery.
Yes.
Crack is like this. Oh. It's flowy. It's like they're pop locking.
It's more like
interpretive
dance.
It's more like interpretive dance. So it's more Fosse.
Right.
And then the
Fosse. It's more like Twyla.
Okay.
Meth is more Twyla.
And it's and I know if I can look at your teeth and go, oh, that's meth or that's heroin or that's just bad hygiene.
Now, I also heard you speak about the fact that your job is to perpetuate racial stereotypes.
To exploit them, yes.
Right.
In many cases, depending on what the case is about. But the executive producers of the shows, because that's what makes people tune in. I blame the audience, not us.
Right.
But
yeah, it's like Donald Trump said, you're the racist, not her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Characters.
Right.
That's the way we like to put it. Like, it's characters. Like, if you get someone who's from Arkansas and they're just like, oh, I'm from Arkansas, you're not going to give a shit. But if they go, I'm from Arkansas, woohoo!
Bing, bing.
Then you're like, yes, absolutely.
I got
come
chicken
to the
butts
show.
On my arms. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I have ethnic friends in Hollywood that have literally been told, like, oh, you got to. This can make it a little more, you know.
I'm Cuban.
A little more Asian, a little more something, a little more black. Get a little more black.
Always. I'm Cuban. I'm always told whenever I audition for something Latin, which I hardly ever do, they want me to be, they don't say, can you be more Latina? They use every euphemism.
Right.
They'll like, can you be more spicy? Can you be more sassy? Can you be more, and they start going like
this. No, my black friends here are a little more urban. Can you be a little more, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Hollywood shuffle.
Yeah. No, Kerry Washington said she failed a couple auditions recently because she wasn't, you know, street enough,
urban enough
or something. And so, yeah, my nephew is a very good actor. He's on Veep. Sean. He's fantastic. But he was playing a gay role once. And the director, and he's had all kinds of training and MFAs and Shakespeare and all kinds of stuff. And the director was like, it's really, really good. Can you just give me a little more this? And he just did that with his wrist. He just a little more of that. My nephew's like, really? All these years of trip, really? A little more of this.
Yeah.
But, you know, a little more swishy.
I just wish people would be honest. You know, if somebody said to me, and I were going in and I was playing like a butch lesbian role. If I wasn't butch enough, I just want to, hey, be more butch. Okay. Be more Latin. Okay.
Right.
Don't tiptoe around that shit.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Just say it.
Just say it.
Right. So the executive producer would say what? So you were saying, so for instance, if you had a Latino, they had to be what?
If they're Latin, we really want them to be Latin. We don't want to not be able to understand them.
Right.
But we want them to be very animated. We want them to maybe say a couple words in Espanol, you know? Because that's, Judge Marilyn Millan does that on the bench.
Right.
You know, she'll say, oh, you're playing a game of ¿Quién es más macho? You know, and the audience loves it. They're like,
Jay.
Yeah, right. They love it.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, we totally look for that kind of stuff. Like, you know, and we get them excited.
Yeah.
And everybody's got a different way of briefing litigants right before they go into the courtroom. Yeah. You know, for me, I try to take them back. Like, I want you to be as pissed off as you were when you went and filed this claim.
Right.
Because it's a pain in the ass.
Right. And do you say something to right before they go on camera just to piss them off, just to make sure?
No, I don't. But some producers do. You know, I'll just say, just remember how angry you were. And as soon as the judge goes to you, you just, you know, he's going to say, you're suing for this. You say, yes, Your Honor. He's going to go to defend it and say, and you don't want to pay because of this. And then the judge is going to go back to you. And that's when you need to light it up.
Right.
And that's,
turn it up.
You know, just
turn up the heat.
Turn
Let's
up
go.
The heat. Yeah.
See, I feel justified in saying this because my friend who's, I know it sounds like a liberal bullshit thing, but her best friend is black. She's actually a very famous black woman. So, but they all do, all of her friends, and they taught me how to do it. Actually, a scene from a court show. I don't even remember which fucking one it was. It's something circa 1980. Yeah, exactly. But, and so it was a black woman that actually did the original impression of the woman. So that's how they feel it's not racist. But they all do it, and it's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
But I don't even know if I can do it, but it's just, you know, it was like something like, Giannis, when I has had left, the jurist, that's jewelry, was on the table. When I has had can't come back, he was gone. I don't know what has happened here, but something has got to be did.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, they all do it exactly the same. And
that's hilarious.
Circa something. And something Giannis.
I can tell you that if that was happening, while that was happening, people were in the control room clapping and laughing and right. screaming, and that producer was told, you had the best case of the day. Sweeps.
Sweeps. Bonus. Bonus for you.
Yeah.
So, wow. What? Now, wait. Tell me, how did you come by this career? Where?
It was an accident. I was out of work. I just moved here. I'd been here for about a year and a half.
Where are you from?
Oh, well, I moved here from New York City, but I was born in Miami. I lived in Miami for a few years, and then, till I was like 13 or 14, and then we moved to Detroit because my mom met a man. And then she broke up with the man, so then we moved to Texas where we had family, because we had no family in Michigan.
So wait, you were from, and what nationality?
Cuban.
Cuban in Miami?
Yes.
And your dad was with your mom? Or
no, my father left when I was a year old, and then my mom started dating this other guy, and then I started calling him dad.
Wait a minute, hang on. I need to cue this. I'm sorry. Your dad left when you were how old?
1 year. I don't care. I wish he had stayed away, but whatever.
Okay, sorry. I was just making sure.
No. All so right. then I started calling that guy dad, and my mom fell in love with him. They got married, and he adopted me.
Oh, okay.
And then as I got older, I didn't look like either of my parents, because even though my mom's Cuban and Irish, she has blonde hair and blue eyes. Like, you would never know she was Spanish at all. And I look like a Puerto Rican, so I was like, something's wrong. And they said, okay, your dad's not your real dad. So when I turned 19, I know, more sad music. I might, you know what? This needs tequila, not water.
All right. I don't know. We need someone to get us more tequila now. I knew it. She has a gig later, so she was trying to be all like, you know, petite. Oh, no, I can't have it. I'm like, have some fucking tequila. Just do it. I'll give you water. I'll feed you.
You're a pusher.
Yep. I am. Yep. I am. Enabler. Uh-huh.
Enabler, yes.
All right, so go ahead. So
then my stepfather, who I thought was my real father, he married a 15-year-old when he was 52.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, so, and that was when I was a sophomore in college, and I was like, okay, it's time for me to find my biological father. So I did.
Where'd you go to college?
Texas Tech.
Okay.
I found him, because my grandmother had told me years ago that he'd moved back to Miami, blah, blah, blah. I found him, ruined a lot of families on the way, because I would leave voicemails, because I was a manic, freaking, crazy mess.
No.
Yeah, I was like, if you're my father, will you please call me?
Oh.
Yeah.
Mommy, who is the lady on the voicemail?
I feel like we need telenovela music. and then I found him, and then I met him, and I was like, well, he's kind of, you know, okay. Well, at least now I know him. I don't need to have him in my life. But then behind my back, he and my mom were talking and visiting, and then they fell back in love.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second. I was pouring.
How's
we'll
that?
Do both.
Horrifying.
Okay. Wow, we'll do both. Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead.
So I have a sister.
I need more wine for this story.
You
Jesus.
Really do. I have, and probably a Vicodin. I have a sister from my father's second marriage and a brother from my father's. No, I'm sorry. My mom was his first marriage. Then the second marriage was Carmen. So that's my little brother's mom. And then the third marriage was Susana, which is my little sister's mom.
Okay.
And now he's back with my mom. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Wow.
Jesus. Yeah. It's a mystery. It's a mystery.
What the fuck? Wow.
And that's why I do comedy.
So, and that's why another opening, another show. Not about a need for love or anything.
Right.
Because I saw you do some stuff about relationships are tough for you. Now, you are straight. You're a penis worshiper.
Yes. Well,
I gathered that.
Yes, yes. Straight.
Yes. But you... You were saying, so you have, you know, 3 years, you said, is your longest.
Longest. Okay. 3.5 years. Three and a half years is my longest. Yeah. Right. I can spot red flags immediately, and I just don't have the patience.
Oh.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, there's, I'm one of those, I'm very unique in that I can have sex with someone and not fall in love with them.
Right.
So, you know, if I want to have sex with someone, I'll have sex with someone. It's not a big deal.
It's commonly known as you know, slut, whore. Yeah. Whore.
Well, no, not I really. I like to say free. I'm free.
Right. Okay, that's good too.
I'm free, no attachment. It's very Zen, non-attachment. It's like Buddhist. Yeah. It's like being a Buddhist.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I mean, I would love to be in love with someone, but, you know, I just haven't met, the guy.
The guy. Yeah. Right. But you did do a piece about that you stay too long sometimes,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I stay too long because I forgive.
Me too.
Me too. Wait, are you in a relationship?
No. I urge you to read I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, study of a borderline personality disorder, though.
Do you know
what?
Which
was recently recommended to me.
That's
what A lot of verbal abuse.
That's what someone recommended
to
me.
And she wrote to me last week, and she's like, you know, if anything changes for you. And I was like, you mean, like, I like being called a cunt? And
oh, Jesus.
Someone with three friends and someone who's, okay. All right.
That's anyway. Crazy. And you know, a lot of psychiatrists won't even, this. I did a lot of reading on that.
Yes.
A lot of psychiatrists won't even take clients that have borderline.
I know.
Wow.
Because they're that cuckoo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You never can tell if they're telling the truth or not.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
So, no, relationships are hard. I mean, they're hard for everybody. Yeah. Relationships are work. They're hard. It's hard to meet people. We live in the land of, you know, nuts and fruits. I mean, it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. Everybody here has an agenda, you know. But there are some real nice. I mean, I love L.A. and I love all of my friends that I've made here. But I think it's hard dating everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I think it's mm-hmm. particularly harder in big cities.
Yeah. Well, let me go on record saying I'm completely fucked up as well. So I don't mean to put it all. But,
I don't think I'm fucked up at all.
So wait.
I really don't.
That's a special gift.
Thank you.
So you moved to New York and then out here?
Mm-hmm.
How long were you in New York?
Only 3.5 years.
Okay.
Not long. And then I came out here, and I've been here ever since. And it's been 16, 17 years and I'm exhausted.
Yes. Yes.
I look amazing, but I'm exhausted. I feel like this is a city that keeps you from aging.
Yes.
You know, it keeps you young because everyone's young and spirited and in the business and we're creative.
And it's bright, so we're always like this. We're always
summer
like,
all year long.
It is. Wow, there's a lot of sun.
Yeah. It's summer here all year long, which is amazing, which I love.
Right.
And I always used to make fun of people when I lived in New York. They were like, L.A. is so great, the weather. And I'm like, but the people suck and you can't see people and you can't walk around the streets like you can in New York. And then I got here and after like my second year, I'm like, oh, I get it now.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you see like a guy shitting on the sidewalk in New York. You're like, yes, well, okay. Maybe I don't want to walk around and see people.
I've seen him shitting here.
There's a lot of fucking people that are not really.
You don't go downtown that often, do you?
I do not. No, I do not.
They poop in the streets there all the time.
I do not. No, wait a minute. You're also, I love this. Sharon's the go-to girl for hidden camera shows.
I am.
You've done like all of them.
I've done.
Punked. How did you get to be the hidden camera show girl?
I have no idea. I did one kind of a hidden camera show, but it was like hiding in plain sight. Do you know what I mean by that? So, and for people who are watching, if you don't know, hiding in plain sight means that the cameras are out there. It's just that the people that were pranking don't know they're on a prank. They think they're on a fake reality show.
Okay.
So they see the cameras. They're aware of them, but they think they're on a show called, Pimp My Car. And they're really on a show called We're Going to Throw Eggs at Your Car. And then we're going to throw you in a box and throw you off a ledge or whatever.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So I was on one of those shows and it was a horrible experience. And I was like, I'm never doing that again.
It seems really mean to me. Those shows just seem very, I'm not into the prank humor.
They are, you know, I love prank humor.
I've seen shows where people cry and the audience is like, you made him cry.
I wish we could do what Japan does for hidden camera. Because
They're even worse.
Oh, they're fuckers. Oh, amazing.
Those fuckers are just like.
They're the best things I've ever seen in my life.
I pretended to chop your baby's head off with a hatchet. Oh, my God. You fucking fell for it. You fucking idiot. Oh, my God.
They're amazing. Have you seen the one where it's a makeup artist and they're just in the mirror? Somebody escorts them in and goes, okay, the talent will be in a minute. But they're saying in Japanese. And then he sits in front of the makeup table and it's a two-way mirror. And then all of a sudden they hit the lights on behind the mirror and there's a girl that's like a ghost. And these makeup artists lose their shit. It is so funny. But we can't get away with it because we have attorneys.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much.
Yeah, there's so far you can go.
Yeah, there's only so far you can go.
Yeah.
But once I did. Go ahead.
No, you. No, you.
It's your show.
No,
you.
I'm sorry. After you.
Oh, no. After you.
No, after you, I insist. I have an idea. My idea is that we both speak simultaneously.
Okay. No, I was going to ask you, do you think that Donald Trump is fucking punking us? Is Ashton Kutcher going to show up at the end of this?
Do you really want to know my honest opinion?
Yes.
I think he's a red herring. I think this was planned by the Clintons and the Trumps all along. I certainly...
Wait a minute.
Before.
Hang on. another one.
Sorry. I'm a conspiracy theorist.
I hooked my bracelet on I was so excited. Yeah,
there's also the idea.
I love that necklace and that bracelet. Go.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bill suggested it and knew that Donald's ego couldn't deny running for president.
I think you'll do. I think, you know what? I think my wife would kick your fucking ass, you pencil dick motherfucker. Yeah. What do you think about that?
That's what I think could happen.
I don't. I think that this was a plan to ensure that Hillary would get elected into the White House. And I don't think they expected Bernie Sanders, and I don't think they expected the response that Bernie would get from the people.
Right.
And I'll just tell you, I'm not mad at Hillary Clinton. I've heard this phenomenon of Bernie bros. Let me just tell you. I'm just speaking from my own personal experience. I have been volunteering for the Bernie campaign. I went to the Bernie caucus for delegates.
Right.
I have never met a hostile man at any event. They're all nerds or peaceful or highly educated, peaceful people. I've never met a Bernie bro in my life. They're all very, I find that Bernie bro phenomenon is like a weird, I don't know what that is.
Right.
I also think that may have been created by the Clinton campaign. That's just me.
He's a Bernie bro. Look at him.
You're ridiculous. I would not be. Never
he's
be afraid
too,
of you.
Mellow to do anything.
To do anything. Do you have a pulse? Are you alive?
Right. Exactly.
I mean, honestly.
Exactly. Look at him. He's the same thing. Look at him. He's barely. It's like weekend errands over there.
Yeah.
He can't even. He barely moves.
He wouldn't even speak to me when I got here.
I know. He's like.
He's like. Hey, where do you live?
I heard him downstairs. He's like, go ahead, get some snacks. Stuff me down a minute.
Yeah.
No, but I had gone to the Bernie event at the Wiltern, and then they all kept, everybody's holding signs going, make sure you're registered. And I'm like, of course I'm registered. I've been registered for a long time now. Right. But I went and checked just to make sure, and I had been purged from the system. So.
Wait a minute.
Ta-da! I was purged from the system. So I had to re-register, and I re-registered as a Democrat. I've always voted independent. Right. The first time I ever voted for a Democrat was Barack Obama the second time around.
Okay. I'm an Obama girl.
Yeah, I didn't.
However, I'm a Hillary girl, so we're gonna have some shit.
Tequila
is not a good recipe. This is not gonna end well.
I don't know. I'm not mad. I think Hillary is brilliant. But I just, if she would release the papers for the Goldman Sachs papers, I'd be
really.
Yeah,
should she release the backings from her Kotex papers from the 70s.
No.
Why? No one else has ever been fucking required to release their speeches.
Well,
why
she
won't
should.
Bernie release his taxes?
He did release his taxes.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Only one year.
Yeah, but
I think there's some shit in there. Just saying.
He's not shady. He's not shady.
Okay,
he's always.
I won't say because it's all over now. I won't.
I know, but he's always been
there's
on the right
of
side of history.
About why.
In any event, I think there are conspiracy theories on both sides.
Yeah,
that I think are not true on both sides.
Right.
But I do think this whole Trump thing was a fix, and
why? You mean devised at one of his third wedding?
No, because I think they were afraid that the Republicans were going to win back the White House because everybody's such a racist piece of shit.
And, right.
You know what
it's
I
true.
Mean?
It's
like,
true.
I, you know, but they didn't have a candidate to run.
Yeah.
And now it's this crazy Trump. Now, when the Koch brothers give Hillary money for her campaign, that's where I back out. I'm like, well, we're done here.
I don't think the Koch brothers are going to give Hillary money. But anyway, you think this was a conversation at a wedding or at Trump Tower where Bill was like, money.
I certainly do. Or in Harlem. Maybe Trump went to Harlem to go visit him at his office. I totally think this is, I think it's wag the dog. I think something just doesn't seem right.
Wow.
And a lot of my friends who were voting in LA, my friend Brandon, who was voting in Silver Lake, he got there, ballot machine was broken, and they were like, here's a provisional ballot. Bye. He goes, no, I'm voting today. Get on the phone with the county. We all had these numbers, and I'm calling the county from home.
Well, that's good. Good for you.
Yeah, but everybody should have done that, whether you were voting for Clinton or Bernie.
Right.
But that particular area code, 90028, gave quite a bit of money to the Bernie Sanders campaign. So that's why it seemed like, oh, this may have been done on purpose.
Oh, dear.
I'm just saying. Sorry.
She won by 15 points in California. But okay. All right. So
yeah, but
Sharon.
All the provisional ballots haven't been counted yet.
All right. Well, we will wait here and see what happens.
It'll be in about 2 months.
We're going to wait
It'll
here.
It'll be too late.
You know what? You saw how many bottles of tequila I have. We are going to wait right fucking here, Sharon Houston. So, all right. So, but yeah. So you said, we're saying it bothered you, the hidden camera shows, because you're just.
No, never.
No?
Never.
Oh, it didn't. Yeah.
Mm-mm. No, because
they seem mean to me. I just am I don't want to.
No, I mean, they weren't mean. Code 9 wasn't mean at all. That was a Disney Channel show where we put one of the kids in prosthetics and then would pull a prank on one of their parents, which was so fun. That was super fun. It was really fun.
What do you mean put a kid in prosthetics?
Like, so let's say the couple, the parents have two kids or three kids. One of the kids will dress him up in prosthetics like an old lady. Like, they'll do a live cast and everything so that the prosthetics look real. And I played this woman's granddaughter, but the kid was actually like 11 years old.
Wow.
And I'm like, come on, Nana. Come on, we're going to go. We took her to a snow globe place because the mother of the family loved snow globes. And then we made the mom, we made the old lady knock over all the snow globes. So the whole place is a wreck. And then we blame the mother. And the mother's like, I didn't do it. And that's what the MO on Hidden Camera shows. You start a ruckus and then you blame the mark and you don't let them off the hook. Mm-hmm. And the mark's just like, I didn't do it. And you're like, yeah, you did. I watched it.
And we all have that instinct from childhood. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Trish and I do that. There was a jib jab with actually Bill Clinton,
yeah,
where, you know, Hillary's hitting him with a frying pan or something. And he's always like, what to do? What to do? What to do?
That's funny.
Each other all the time. I'm like, what to do? What to do?
Yeah, I'm sure he deserved it.
He probably did.
I wish she had divorced him.
But why? See, that's why I never.
Why? Because he's disgusting.
I never understood. Like, the people on their third marriage are criticizing the people that stayed in their first marriage. Like, fuck them. Right?
Well, no.
Fuck them. It's private. That's why it's a private life. It's private. Who knows why they're, or what the fuck? Who cares? It's their business.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. All right. So now, Sharon.
Yes.
Do you want to have kids? What's your whole
deal? No,
no. How old are you? What's your deal?
I'm
tell
not
me
telling
everything.
You how old I am.
Okay, but you look fantastic, whatever
well,
age
thank
it is.
You. No, I don't want to have kids. I've never wanted to have kids.
Really?
I want to. No, yeah, really.
Was that because of your childhood?
Yeah. No, that's not why. I met a woman in a hotel lobby when I was 19.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
wow, this sounds like what's that Robert Redford movie? The Natural?
Okay, yeah.
I'm sure I saw it, but I don't remember.
He meets Barbara Hershey early on. Anyway, it's a whole fucking thing. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was in a hotel lobby, and this woman walked up to me. She goes, can I tell you something? And I was like, sure. And she sat down next to me, and she took out a picture out of her wallet of her family. She goes, this is my family. It's my husband and my two sons. I love them very much, but I'm going to tell you something. Don't get married until you've done everything you've wanted to do as a single woman. And then when you get married, don't have kids until you've done everything you've wanted to do together as a couple, because once you have kids, it's over. And I went, okay. And it scared the shit out of me.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to listen to
scary,
this stranger.
Well, scary bitter lady might have steered you wrong. Just saying.
Do you have kids?
See,
not.
I'm a big carpet muncher.
It doesn't matter. Carpet munchers have kids now.
No, I know.
They get a surrogate.
I know.
Just...
I remember. I don't know which comedian said that, but it was funny. She's like, the whole fucking point of being a lesbian used to be you didn't have to have children.
Yeah.
What the fuck was all the lesbians with children?
Oh, it's pissing me off. I was totally against gay marriage. Totally against.
Really?
It. Yeah.
Thank you for that.
I'm
Thank
sorry.
Thank you for that.
I mean, well, who am I supposed to hang out with when I'm old? Who am I supposed to Golden Girls it with? Now they're all pairing off and getting married. It's bullshit.
Bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
Why don't fruit flies get some goddamn rights in this country? You know what I mean? I'm so angry. I'm not angry. I think
who
it's great.
Can blame you? Oh. You also did a panel on Chelsea Lately, right?
Yeah, just one time. They didn't have me back. I thought that was weird.
Oh.
I thought it was very funny. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Well.
It was fun.
You were probably funnier than her. That was
no,
probably
I don't think so. She was great. The whole experience was great. It was great.
I was just reading. I was reading about your, not just, but so the particular genres of TV that you've done in terms of, you know, producing and all the other stuff,
mm-hmm.
Court TV and camera, hidden camera shows.
Hidden camera shows, right. Reality shows, like Downey Stickering for History Channel.
What kind of reality shows?
Some of them have been, I don't know if you would call them docu-series. They were both very similar. One was called Barter Kings, and it was for A&E. And it's where they would barter. Like, they would take this and trade up for a book and then trade up for your ass cheeks and then trade up for a microphone. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the episode, they have a car or they're, you know, dune buggies or some shit. So I've done that show. And then Down East Dickering, which is a show about guys in Maine who dicka. That's what they call trading. So it's the same thing. It's like, oh, I want to dicka with you for this, Costa. What do you want for it? You know, I don't know. I can't even do a Maine accent. But yeah, so that was funny because one of the talent of the show,
right?
The star of the show, his name was Tony. He was like, I mean, just a shitstorm, like a powder keg. Like you never knew when he was going to snap. And you know how when you watch a reality show and they do the off camera interview where they'll show a scene and they'll go, I didn't know if I was going to take $45 for that pool table. And so you see them saying that. So what he would do, we were shooting in Maine.
Right.
Media comes back to Los Angeles. He would start screaming in his lav mic as if it were feeding live to North Hollywood and go, I'm tired of doing this. And he would just start screaming in his lav. It was the weirdest thing I've ever experienced.
Wow.
Working on a show. Yeah.
Wow. You've been experiencing some shit on the show.
Oh, and a competition elimination as well with New York from Flavor of Love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. So it seems like you've worked with the dregs of humanity. But, wait, right? I mean,
I'm going to say
court shows, reality shows, kid and camera shows, right? Like just.
Well, it takes a special kind of person to be good TV for a reality show. And,
right.
And.
Well, hello, Donald Trump. Well, hello, Mr. President.
Absolutely. That's why he makes good TV, because he's out of his fucking mind.
Right? That's what I mean. Like, what? How? This must be particularly weird for you that a reality show guy is the candidate for president.
It's weird. I mean, I have friends that have worked on The Apprentice. I never worked on The Apprentice. I've never worked on a Mark Burnett show, but it's weird because I don't know. I don't think Donald Trump probably didn't have to go through as many background checks as most regular reality show people do.
And he apparently doesn't for president either.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to release his tax returns. All fucking good. It's all good. Nothing more to see here.
Yeah. He's.
Yeah. Trump University scam. It's okay.
Well, I don't like the fact that nobody ever holds him to task. Like he'll just say, well, you don't need to know. And then people go, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just walk away.
Yeah. You need to know that. That's not your business.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful.
Because I think his taxes are a little mobby and a little... doesn't make anywhere near what he says, doesn't give fucking shit to charity. I think there's a lot of stuff.
I don't think he pays taxes at all.
No, I don't think he pays taxes at all either. Yeah.
Yeah. And he hasn't for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic. It's fantastic.
It's the worst. I just hate him so much. But whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, I keep thinking there's a chance he's not going to be the nominee is what I keep thinking lately. He's either going to fucking quit or, like, how does the reality show end? You know.
Have a broker, the brokered convention. Isn't that what it's called? Broker?
Yes. Yeah, where they revolt. A feeling he's going to quit or it's going to fucking implode. They're going to throw him out. There's something. Trump University, taxes, something. I don't know.
Well, listen, when is the convention? Is it in July?
July, yeah. Next
the same time that the Democratic...
It's right before or right after. Okay. We're the last week in July.
Oh, Democratic. Then theirs is right before then.
Yeah, it's the week before, I think.
Who knows? Somebody in the party or somebody who gives a lot of money to the party is going to start pulling some strings.
Yeah.
July 18th starts.
July 18th.
He could have an accident. Sometimes guys get clumsy. They step on a bag of Vipers or something. Yeah. You get hit with a bag of glass in Trump Tower.
Yeah, why do people assassinate people like Martin Luther King and not him?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well,
the Stephanie Miller Show does not endorse whatever.
I'm not endorsing.
But I'm just saying.
I'm just curious. I'm just posing a question. I would never do that.
Right.
Yeah. I only hurt myself.
No, I'm just saying we're just speculating, would the Republican Party be evil enough, because they are pretty evil, to go, oh, sorry, those engines on the Trump plane, there's something.
Well, the convention's going to be open carry, right?
Huh?
The convention is going to be open carry.
Well, they want it to be. There's petitions circulating open carry.
That's so dumb.
Yeah. No, it's perfect. It's perfect. No drink minimum, open carry.
Let them have it.
Some idiot's going to shoot someone by accident.
Let God sort it out.
Yeah, let God sort it out. Yeah, totally. Totally. They're going to probably pray before the...
God bless America. Ted Nugent will be there. Who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
I just wish we could get some, raise Ben Franklin from the dead or someone. Yeah, yeah. Someone who helped write the Constitution.
Zombie Reagan?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just have him come up and go, there's a reason why we had a separation of church and state, you people.
Right.
Oh, no. Ooh. Reagan. Oof.
No. Oof. Yeah. Oof. I know. I understand. Oof. I understand. So... Sharon Houston, what are your hopes and dreams at this particular point?
Oh, they've all been shattered. I don't have them anymore.
All of my dreams are fine. I work in my basement. Yeah. I'm a single loser. I thought I was going to marry this woman I was with. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. God, that's the worst.
Yeah. She flew back every couple of weeks, was like, here's the ring I'm making for you, here's the dress, and she never even told her family we're together. She didn't. She's never been with a woman before. It was the whole thing. Anyway, not important now, Sharon.
Moving on.
Yes. Anyway, but so what, where are you in a relationship? What's your deal?
I'm not in a relationship. No, no. I'm not on any dating apps.
Where's our dating game music?
Do you know anyone? I don't, I'm not really interested.
What are you looking for?
I'm not looking for anything.
What? I mean, you're not going to find anything, Sharon Houston.
Well, that's okay.
What the fuck?
I don't mind that. I honestly don't mind that.
What's your type? What do you want?
Somebody who's not going to give me a hard time. Like someone who's not going to be a pain in the ass. Don't be a pain in the ass.
Don't be a pain in the ass,
have a job and have a car. And a place to live.
All right.
Bar's
pretty low so far.
Yeah.
Well, listen, guys.
Listen, you'd be surprised how many guys out there don't have cars or a place to live and seem like they do. Just somebody who's fun, who likes to listen to music. I don't know.
Okay. What kind of music do you like?
I like hip hop.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's saucy.
And funk and funk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So.
Wow. All right, yeah. Everybody, get, you know, StephanieMiller.com. Email me.
Get hook your you bachelor's up. Hook you up. Lined up as soon as we can.
Right.
We'll get yeah. this hooked up. But I might not respond yeah. because I'm not that interested.
But so you don't really care if you're married or you're in a
no.
whatever. I'm, no. the only I wish I was like that. I wish I didn't care if I was not in a relationship. I'm horribly lonely.
Really? Yes. Oh, were well, you an only
and
child?
I've had a hard time getting over my ex, yeah.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes.
Oh, see, I don't. I mean, I do, but I didn't meet them until I was an adult. So I always thought I was an only child. Right. I like being alone. Like, I don't feel weird being alone.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do. I'm like a koala. Like later at the after party when your friends Chris and John get here, I'm just going to be attached to your head. Not in a gay way. Just and I'm like, oh, I'm a new friend.
That's hilarious. What?
No. Is that bad, Sean?
I'm used to it, so I don't even
listen,
know
I've befriended many people we've had on Happy Hour because I'm so needy.
But you have a beautiful house and dog.
Thank you. Thank
the dogs are amazing.
I know, aren't they?
Yeah.
Max and Fred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, I hope they never end up on a court show for having permanent erections because I, you know, like the pony that you have.
Well, just don't let them attack anybody when they have a
Max
boner.
Because Max is a little randy.
Really?
Yeah, Max is like Barry White.
Max, but Max
like,
is the
all
old
of my
one.
Girlfriends, Max is like,
Wow.
Max is like, well, hello. Yeah.
Max is sweet.
Yeah, but Max is like fucking Barry White. You can tell is that if he had a voice, that would be it.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, because you can tell he gets like sometimes you know when I pet him when someone gets here, I'm like, oh, he has a hard on. I was like, oh, you know, you touch it by accident because you're like rubbing his belly. You're like, oh no,
fuck.
Oh shit,
oops.
Oh no,
oops.
I could end up on Judge Joe. You could be producing me. I'd be like, I didn't know Max got hard-ons when girls came. I'm sorry.
No, I could get you on a hot bench. I could get your case considered for hot bench.
Okay. Yeah. Fred is totally gay. Max is way straight. Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't get a gay vibe from Fred.
Well, Fred was pawing you, but in a beardy kind of way.
Yeah. No, yeah. Totally, yeah. I mean, listen, gay men love me, so it makes sense.
Right. No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like that. But men he goes crazy for, right? Like Jim every day and you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fred's a spaz.
Fred's like, a spaz, and he's a homo gay.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but Max is like way like straight to the tenth power times 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Like, yeah, he's a little humpy sometimes, a little like, you know, he gets very like, and he gets like, you can tell when he's getting kind of frisky. He just like looks at you like,
oh, that's so funny. I want to see like, him get frisky.
No, well, he probably will with you at the after party.
Yeah,
because you know. He can tell your past. I'm just kidding about that. I'm just kidding. So what?
Bless his heart.
Anyway, so what are you working on now? What's you tell us everything? Tell us your hopes, your dreams, your whatever. Because you're fucking hilariously funny.
Oh, well, thank
watched
you.
Your stand-up.
Thank
you're,
you.
But you're like also producer. Are you still doing court TV?
No, not right now. Well, I'm actually working with a production company for a court show that I created. That I'm hoping to sell this year.
What is this about?
Well, I don't want to say. Because I don't think you're supposed to say.
No, don't say.
Okay,
don't
so I won't say. But it's very funny, and I think it would be a huge hit. So let's. Well, hopefully, some good things will happen with that. And I have my podcast called Daytime Justice.
Oh, that you talk about the case.
Yeah.
What do you talk about on that?
Well,
my friend Dana Goldberg did it. Didn't she?
No. I love Dana Goldberg.
She's my friend. Wait. Okay. Maybe
she's
I'm thinking
my friend.
Something else.
Is she a comedian?
No. Yes.
Yeah. She's
no.
my friend.
No. She's my friend.
Okay. Fine.
No. Okay.
Well, she should do this podcast.
Okay. Anyway, but what your podcast is about the daytime court.
Yeah, it's about court shows. But I also talk to, it's kind of a little bit of everything. It's behind the scenes of reality shows, court shows, talk shows, and crime. So sometimes I meet cops and I'm like, can I interview you for my podcast? And they're like, yes. Attorneys, like a friend of mine who's a stand-up comic and a DUI attorney, I had him on.
Wow, that's a good friend
to have. Oh, it is
That'd
a really
be handy
good friend
for
to
us.
Have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was interesting.
Especially for happy hour. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He had really good advice on how not to get a DUI,
really?
Which is don't drive drunk, is the first
right, that's
thing
the
said.
First one, right?
But
Uber, you know, that his first suggestion is Uber or Lyft.
Uber, right. Lyft, and right. But it was just it, you know, about the distrust that defense attorneys have of the LAPD. It was very interesting to talk to him about that. Yeah. So it's crime. It's behind the scenes. Like the latest episode that came out today, I interview my friend Duan, who he got his start on the Sally Jesse Raphael show, and I have a picture of him wearing plastic gloves as he's when people who you have on talk shows or court shows, they always send you boxes of evidence or boxes of stuff.
Right.
And when you open up the box, you're like, oh my God, what is that smell? And you always wear gloves. Oh, one time our whole office smelled like Lysol because they had to spray down this lady's evidence.
Jeez. You know who we had on, what was it, a month ago, Sean? We had Marcia Clark was on the Happy Hour.
Are you
and
serious?
She's seen some gloves. She's gotten some boxes of evidence. I'm just saying.
I love her.
I love her.
Too. I love her.
Yeah. She. It's so amazing how we were. I was talking about, for me, how she. There's been a lot of articles how she was like Hillary. Like, she was so, like, sexistly judged on her hair and her clothes and her, she's a bitch and she's tough. And she was like, remember she was here, Sean? She's like, I was prosecuting a fucking murder trial. Yeah. Like, they were like, you should wear more pastels. You know, Hillary, you should modulate your voice. Like,
which is crazy.
Right.
You
right.
know, I mean, she just, I did you watch that? You watched the
Yeah. And I thought, like, Sarah so Paulson, good. You know, conveyed more of the woman I know who's been my good friend for 20, 30 years. Like, she's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
She's warm and she's smart and she's funny and she's real and, you know, the way people that know Hillary describe her.
Well, I feel like that's what you have to be when you're a defense attorney.
Right.
You know,
right.
I just think.
Big drinker, fantastic.
Oh.
Switched from scotch to vodka, but she's.
No, wait, she's a prosecutor. Sorry. She's not a defense attorney.
She's actually doing defense work now. She started in defense work. She went back to doing defense. Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, anyway. But so we were talking about smelling gloves and boxes of evidence.
It's disgusting on shows. Yeah. But anyway, so I have him on the show. So sometimes I'll talk to people about old school shows that they worked on, where they got their start and all that stuff. It's fun. It's fun.
Right. So what... So you're,
I just want to sell a show.
I feel like I need to be with you more because I need to have that rub off on me, Sean, where you just don't care if you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're not lonely. You never had siblings. You're good.
Yeah, I don't want to. I won't even get married unless it makes sense financially.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's romantic.
It's true though. Why would you get married? Because then if things don't work out, then you have to go through an expensive divorce. Divorce is a business.
That's not romantic.
It's true.
It's not romantic
at all.
Yeah, I would rather just buy.
Right. Yeah, so I mean, you could be working with someone totally else hosting this if I get divorced. You'd just be like, well, you got the house and the radio show.
Right.
Stephanie's living in the park now.
She became friends with PS22 or whatever. What's the
mountain lion.
Yeah, P22.
Yeah, P22. I live with P22 in the park now.
Yeah.
Lost my house and my radio show.
She's like a really crazy
Lost
cat lady.
Lost the house, poo.
Because it's a panther. All
right. That's a crazy cat lady.
Yeah.
You, Sharon Houston, you've been a fucking delight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's go after party. How do we follow you on Twitter? On
everything. Okay, so Twitter is... at Sharon_Houston. Instagram is at Sharon Houston.
Okay.
And then if you want to follow my podcast at Daytime Justice on Instagram and Twitter, I'll go to daytimejustice.com where you can direct download the show. It's on Libsyn, iTunes, Double Twist, Pocket Casts, and TuneIn.
Wow.
So lots of different ways for you to listen. Bling, 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 bling.
Wow.
And, then come, you know, if you go to my website, iamsharonhouston.com, you can see about live performances. I'll be at the Improv. I'll be tonight at the Virgil. And then tomorrow night, I'll be at Foo Bar to kick off Gay Pride.
They're not going to hear this. I'm sorry.
It drops tomorrow.
Okay, great. June 17th. Come see me at the Improv Lab at 8 p.m.
Fantastic. She's fantastic live. I've seen the tapes. Sharon fucking Houston, you hardly swore at all, but I'm going to get you more tequila now.
You know what? I only said shit twice.
Oh, that's fucking awesome. All right.
Love
you.
Myself.
Sharon
love you. Thank
fucking
you so
Houston,
much.
We love you.
Bye.
Thank you.